conscious couples, business partners, and singles committed to attracting their dream partner. Welcome to the Conscious Couples Podcast, where we share our life, love story, and combined relationship expertise to help you create and consistently cultivate the most magnificent intimate relationship possible.
Never again will you feel hopeless and alone in your intimate relationship challenges.
Having accumulated thousands of hours coaching conscious couples and individuals all over the world, as well as starting and growing a global business together, Alan and I are here to guide you and all things relationships.
Thank you again for tuning into the one place where it's not about you or me, it's about the we. Conscious couples and individuals, welcome back to the one and only Conscious Couples Podcast for episode number 92, how to regulate as the anxious one in the relationship. How to regulate as the anxious one.
Fair.
Okay, before we jump into this episode, as always, thank you so much to Next Level Podcast Solutions, NLPS, for producing this show and I believe 55 others. Wowza. All of the awesome work that you do allows these podcasts to speak into the lives of so many individuals all over the world. I do not have the numbers. I will at some point. That would be so cool to know. Can you imagine an impact count of every single podcast and how many people they've reached?
A little impact calculator.
That would be so awesome. So thank you so much. We really appreciate it. As always, my love, this was your idea. I shouldn't say as always, this was your idea, but in this case, this was your idea. As always, what is your intention for today's episode?
My intention for today's episode, in particular for our listeners, is to leverage the story that we experienced last night as an opportunity for each one of them to lean more into the components of self-regulation when there might be a situation in your relationship that is driving anxiety, and how actually doing that and applying what we're going to be talking about in this episode to help your relationship come deeper in love and build together instead of apart.
Sweetheart, I was on book club earlier. This is Saturday when we're recording this, Monday if you're listening on the day that it launches. Mm-hmm. And every Saturday I do a book club called the Next Level Book Club. And we just finished a book called Limitless by Jim Quick. And in the tail end of the book, the last chapter, chapter 15, it's on thinking and the different types of genius that there are, or ways of thinking. There were two that caught my eye. One was interpersonal, mm-hmm. and the other one was intrapersonal. Mm-hmm. Interpersonal is your ability to be connected with others and to understand what other people are feeling and be empathetic. Intrapersonal is the ability to understand self and understand where you're at.
Yep.
And I thought of you when I was reading the excerpt of intrapersonal. Thanks. And I realized I'm good at interpersonal, not nearly as good at intrapersonal, which I've come up on lately, which is understanding what's going on inside of me.
Which is why I want to use this as a great opportunity to share with our listeners, because I think that you have done a great job in this arena from my perspective of going intrapersonally. And I really want to use what you're growing through right now as an opportunity for our listeners to help grow in their intrapersonal skills as well.
Okay. So the two sides of this are, let's all self-assess. Are you better at interpersonal, meaning you understand other people's emotions, other people's thoughts, what they're feeling, and you're good at interpersonal skills, effective communication, getting along with others, connecting with others? Or are you really good at going inside and understanding what you're feeling, understanding what's going on inside of you? So I was much better at the first, not the second. Mm-hmm. And now I'm coming up on the second, which is really helping me a ton. And that's what this episode's going to be about. Okay, so yesterday, Emily and I had candlelight date night. And so we shut down work, we close out, and we're getting pizza.
Oh.
I already scheduled it.
The za.
Domino's.
Mm.
Scheduled. 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be on the porch. And it's going to be awesome. Okay. So we go to the gym, and we're cranking this workout out. This was awesome. Go to the gym together. Pizza's on the porch.
For the za.
We gotta get out of this workout because we have pizza. We don't want it to get cold. So mm-hmm. we get there. When we close out, I go down and I always connect with Emilia first, even before we see the fur babies, the Tucker, babies. Tilly, and Tauriel, T3,
Tauriel. Tucker, Tilly, Tauriel.
And so I connect with Emilia and I can tell there's a little bit of a energetic wall up, a little bit.
Less emotional availability.
Yes.
In the tank.
In the tank. Less emotional availability. And so I'm an anxious attachment style, which we've talked about in the past. So if you want to look up anxious attachment styles, I don't know what episode it was.
I want to say it was in the 60s.
Probably in the 60s. But we'll go high level here. So I'm an anxious attachment style. Emilia is an avoidant attachment style. So when she's triggered or confused or uncertain or insecure, she avoids. When I'm triggered, unsure, uncertain, or insecure, I tend to be clingy, for lack of better phrasing.
So quick moment here. The avoidant attachment style typically goes inwardly, so intrapersonal skills get cultivated very quickly. And the anxious attachment style goes externally, so tries to connect and kind of gets clingy in that sense, where you actually cultivate those interpersonal skills.
Mm-hmm. Makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. So we're all righty or lefty. Which one are you? Goodbye. I'm kidding. All right. So last night I could tell there was an energetic wall up, aka she's not available to me because she's going inward. Mm-hmm. And so we're 2 hours into this date night. We went and worked out together. We got pizza together. And right in the middle of pizza, Emilia goes, oh, I've got it. And she's like, this, and this happened earlier. And I think I now understand why I've been a little bit prickly. We mm-hmm. call it a prickly pear. And it's when she's slightly irritated with herself, with life, or with me, never sure which,
or others.
or others, often that one. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, she's frustrated, and she doesn't know why necessarily, because I'll ask, sweetheart, I've noticed maybe you're a little bit irritated or prickly. What's going on? Are we good? Does this have to do with me? And then I quickly make it about me. It's a whole thing. I'm kidding. But at the end of the day, I had to kind of sit and self-regulate. Thank you, love. Had to sit and self-regulate for those 2 hours and still go about doing what I'm doing. And then we got to the breakthrough. And the breakthrough was, okay, now I understand that this and this happened earlier. And quite frankly, I still haven't fully worked through it. Mm-hmm. And after that, we connected, and the whole rest of the evening, we masterminded not only about that, but then we had the rest of our evening together of really wonderful quality time.
Yeah.
So here's the takeaways from my perspective, and then I want Emilia to share her clinical perspective. Mm-hmm. My perspective is I needed to trust that it was all good regardless of what it was. Mm-hmm. Because there's a part of me that's, is it something I said, something I didn't say? Is it something that I didn't do or did do? Does it have anything to do with me? Not from necessarily the place of insecurity, I think some of it, but yeah. more from the place of I would love to learn what is wrong so that I can work on helping you solve it or solve it. Mm-hmm. But instead of that jumping to problem solver, it has to be, okay, let's move forward with our evening and trust that she's going to figure it out eventually. Mm-hmm. And realize that obviously I didn't do anything wrong. I'm kidding. But that's part one. So trust that you're going to get there to the breakthrough. Because I honestly don't always trust that. Mm-hmm. I want to know what's going on so we can learn. Mm-hmm. I don't always trust that we're going to get to the breakthrough. And I'm working on that.
And it's oftentimes what I hear is very uncomfortable to sit in that in between, which is where that emotional regulation really gets called in, where if there is a component of you that's concerned about you and maybe how you contributed to that, right? That's where what we find is our central nervous system gets dysregulated. Because if I'm not as emotionally available as typical I would be with you at the end of our day, what is the narrative underneath that? With an anxious attachment style, what often ends up happening is, well, what did I do? What didn't I do?
When you say narrative.
Narrative is the inner dialogue, the inner thoughts, what you just exposed, which was it something that I did? Was it something that I said, right?
Well, let me share mine real quick. Mm-hmm. So my narrative is it something that I've said or done or not said or done? Mm-hmm. Did I not take care of Tucker, Tilly, or Tauriel today? Did she not feel supportive? But the other side of that coin is actual concern of, is she okay?
Yeah.
Does she need support? What does she need? And so my go-to question was, how can I support you?
Yeah.
And eventually you did land on something. You said, you could fill my water, please.
Yeah.
Before the gym.
Truth.
And then we moved forward. And then eventually we got to the place where we did figure this out. And so if you are an anxious attachment style, you tend to want to connect when you are uncertain. Mm-hmm. If you're an avoidant attachment style, you tend to want to go inward when you're uncertain and figure it out on your own. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes these two attachment styles do find each other, yin and yang.
Right.
And it's going to be how you treat each other amongst that I think matters.
A little over a year and a half ago, I attended my first relationship call with Alan and Amelia. And as a single mother, I was very curious what I was actually going to be able to take away from it. I was very blown away with how deep we could actually go in that first session alone. It really opened the doors and opened my eyes to a lot of my patterning and wounding around relationships. Through attending some of their live events and through work with them, I have really grown in confidence in learning how to love and show up for myself, which has been huge. And it's really set the bar high when in terms of standards for relationships and what I desire and need out of a relationship. They very much practice what they preach, and it's so nice to see people working consciously on relationships. Again, it's really set the bar high for what I look for and what I desire in a relationship. So I'm super grateful to be able to learn and grow from them and be a part of this community.
I think the second component that I want to pull out here for our listeners is, and oftentimes anxious and avoidant attachment styles attract one another. So this is going to happen likely in your relationship as if it hasn't already. And likely if you've experienced this, it's what do we do in this moment? One of the things that I want to pull out and what you just shared with that one question, which was, is there something that I can do to support you? How can I support you? That was a beautiful question, even in an emotionally dysregulated state. What I, as an avoidant attachment, did in that was I actually responded to your bid. I responded to your help, which as an avoidant attachment style, that was actually progress in my direction, believe it or not, because usually avoidant attachment styles, they just get equipped themselves with hyper independence and don't give or receive the support that an anxious attachment is trying to give. So by me actually leaning into that and saying, actually, you could fill my water bottle, that one moment was progress of us kind of getting back on the same page instead of me needing to bottle up and avoid and go inwardly, which was because of the fact that you leaned into trust the fact that we're going to get in the same page. So why I want to highlight that is for someone that's an anxious attachment style, what you called out, babe, is trust in the fact that you guys will get back on the same page, even if you have evidence that that might not always be the case. That provides the safe blanket for an avoidant attachment style to even be open to receiving a bid like that. How can I support you? And then trying to find in their mind what they actually could feel supported in.
So this came up for me. If you are listening and you are an anxious attachment style, I've never been this way with past partners. So I don't know if I'm taking this role because you're more avoidant than I used to be, or maybe I was flip-flopping between both. I'm not sure. But what I do know is that when I don't have certainty that Amelia and I are good, mm-hmm. it's very difficult for me. I can do it, but it's difficult for me to move forward. So for example, if Amelia and I weren't rock solid right now, I wouldn't want to be on this podcast adding value to the listeners, because I have a prioritization in my mind. Is my health good? Is my personal growth good? Is Amelia and I's relationship good? There's a priority list. Mm-hmm. Are the babies good? So for example, even on this podcast right now, our cats are trying to open the door downstairs.
Is that what that noise is?
That's what that noise is, I think. Oh. And so part of me is, are they good?
Yeah.
And as long as they're good, now I can keep recording. But right. If something was wrong with our pets right yeah. now, we would have to stop this recording immediately and go tend to that.
Yeah.
So my point is if you are an anxious attachment style, it can be difficult at times to move forward with a workout and an evening mm-hmm. when the other person is, you're not even sure what the other person's state of mind is.
Right.
And so you have two things you can do. You can make a big deal of it and potentially ruin the whole evening.
Yeah.
Or you can try to emotionally regulate through the evening and trust that you'll connect at some point. But on the other end of that coin, the avoidant attachment style also needs to at some point open back up
mm-hmm.
their energy and or their emotions
definitely
to try to reconnect and get back on the same page. So the whole is greater than the sum of its parts on the Conscious Couples podcast. The we is the name of our business for a reason. It's the me plus the me, and the whole of the we is greater than the sum of its parts. So yeah. We are better together than we are apart. But sometimes the me needs me,
mm-hmm.
and the other me needs to be okay with that for long enough to get back into the we.
Yes.
And hopefully all of that landed.
Yeah. Two things before we go that I want to share in here. What we had embedded in that night together was to help you with your emotional regulation as an anxious attachment style, is we actually had exercise. So exercise has proven to be a phenomenal way to get yourself back into an emotionally regulated state, because of the fact, all the science underneath that, long story short, we had a workout in there. So we were able to move the dysregulated parts of our body through our body. So if you're ever in a emotionally dysregulated state as an anxious attachment style, likely some type of exercise or body movement or doing something with your partner, if they are avoidant attachment style, going for a walk, maybe, I don't know, some activity that moves through your body, that is going to be really productive for your emotional regulation system. And then the third thing that we didn't mention, well, we did, but not in particular in this component, was food. Food is a great connector that actually helps to bring the body back into an emotionally regulated state, because the physiology itself mm-hmm. is being brought into its homeostatic state, which is your needs are being met. So we didn't even mention this, but like that was a day which you and I were both fasting.
This is, oh, of course. Yeah. So sorry to interrupt you, love, but Emily and I were both fasting, and you didn't snack that day because we knew we were getting pizza, and we don't like to fast when we're getting
snacks.
Pizza because we want to make sure, no snacks, no snacks, which makes Emilia even, she doesn't like it.
Prickly.
Doesn't love no snacks.
Yeah.
Loves snacks, doesn't love no snacks.
Yeah.
And that's actually a really good point, because this is why a lot of people emotionally eat.
Yeah.
Because when you are emotional, in order to get back into a regulated state, now remember, this is a tool, mm-hmm. not a crutch. A tool is, I want to use food as an opportunity to get back into my body, back into a homeostasis, versus I'm going to go to food every time I have a negative emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where a lot of times people say, I'm an emotional eater. All humans are emotional eaters. You just tend to go to food first, or more frequently, or more often, or with more food.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a whole nother episode. So our timers have gone off. We must go. We are going to the movies tonight.
Date night.
It's date night.
Number two.
Date Whoop. Night number two. And we are going to go see a movie. I think The Marvels is the name of it, in the Comfy Chair Theater X Plus 3D. And we will be getting Qdoba, which I'm super excited for.
Super.
As always, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. If you ever do want to coach with us, we do relationship talks, coaching every single Saturday. The first one is free. If you're like, what is this coaching thing? If you've ever considered couples counseling or couples therapy, the only difference between couples coaching and couples therapy and counseling, to my awareness, is we're going to help you focus on achieving your goals together a lot more than what I think a therapist or a counselor would most likely do. So not only are we going to help you be on the same page, but also be on the same page towards your dreams. Go ahead, love.
Facts. And if you're listening to this when it first launches on Monday, this coming Thursday, so November 16th, is going to be our free live monthly virtual event, where we're going to be getting into the depths of what has been statistically the biggest thing our listeners has told us that they want to hear more about, which is how to practice nonviolent communication. So oftentimes people are struggling in their relationship because of the one thing that a lot of people say is the biggest issue, which is communication. And violent communication is oftentimes what our go-to is, because we haven't been taught how not to do that. And while you might be thinking to yourself, well, I'm not a violent communicator, you'd be surprised. There are oftentimes violent tendencies that end up in our relationship without us even knowing it. So in that event, we're going to be talking all about that. We're going to get into an actual little bit of an exercise in there where you and your partner, if you want to come in, you don't even have to be on the mic. You don't have to put on your camera. You can literally just listen in. Super comfortable space where you can get around other people that are struggling in this capacity too, and that want help and that want guidance. So the link to register will be in the show notes, and we would genuinely love seeing you there.
Thank you all so much again for listening to the Conscious Couples Podcast. For all of our conscious couples and singles out there, we appreciate you so, so, so much. We hope you and your relationships are flourishing in some small part. Thank you to this show. As always, it's not about you or me. It's about
the we.
The we. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Conscious Couples Podcast. We love connecting with the Conscious Couples community, so please make sure you follow us on Instagram. I am at Evolve with Amelia, and Alan is A Lazarus 88.
Also, if you or your partner resonated with this episode, leave us a review at the link in the show notes, and please share this with someone you love and care about.
Until next time, remember, it's not about you or me. It's about
the we.